Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to show the world that I really do this. And I really make quality street music. You know what I'm talking about? And it ain't no mistake that I'm this good. I just been seeing a lot, you know what I'm talking about? We gon' show the world the definition of real. My brother, you gotta feel it. Live or slow. We gon' show the world.
And blessings, family, and welcome, welcome to Moonday's edition of the Magic Playhouse. Of course, I am your hostess, Christina Dion, and I definitely appreciate you tuning in tonight. And what a night it has been. I have seriously been trying to get to you all since Friday, right? A lot has happened. And of course, we were supposed to be meeting up on Fridays and Sundays at 11, right? So what happened was this weekend, reality set in, life set in, reminded me that I'm not necessarily the best personality to be trying to do a show on the weekend, primarily because I love the nightlife. So we decided to go back to our regular times, right? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So we are back every Moonday, Monday, and Thursday, and we're going to go back to our regular time, which is 9 o'clock, minus tonight, and I'll tell you about tonight, and why we set it back a little bit tonight, but definitely, we are going back to our original time. So again, we're meeting up here in the Magic Playhouse every Moonday, Thursday at 9 o'clock. Right, because we worked well with that one. We did really good. We did excellent here on Mondays and Thursdays. So that's official. Now, on to some business, and I see you all on the lines, and I appreciate you holding ever so patiently and allowing me to gather myself, because it has been quite the weekend, and Moonday kicked off to quite a start. So I see you all on the phone lines. I'm definitely going to get to you all. Of course, we're going to talk about tonight and the benefits of crystals for our personal use. So we're going to do that. We're also going to open up the lines. We're going to do some readings tonight. So if you all have any questions, you can definitely call in. The call-in number is 646-595-2466. So once you're on the line, you can press 1 at any time to raise your hand, and we'll definitely get to you. And make sure you tell a friend to come on over, meet up with us right here in the Magic Playhouse. And again, I am your hostess, Dina Dion. Now, you can find out more about myself and all the fun services that I offer. Everything is about fun. It's about love. It's about light. So you can visit the website, dinadion.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Club Magic, or on Twitter as well, Club Magic ENT. But the easiest thing to do is just go over to the website, dinadeon.com. That's dinadeon.com. And everything is right there. We can even get you back to the show. You can even listen to shows right there on the website. So definitely do that. So let me tell you about my moon day. And life has been on a roll for me. It's been slow motion. I don't know about for you all earlier this year, but for me, early this year was, it was slow motion. It was so much self-reflection and so much inner work. And it's a beautiful thing. Don't get me wrong. It was a beautiful process. I enjoyed it. It was wonderful. But it feels really good to be working on the outside a little bit, being able to come back out and play with everybody. So I've been on a sabbatical from the radio. Now, previously we had My Magic with the show, and nothing really changed from that concept, but the Magic Playhouse. Let me tell you what the Magic Playhouse is about. The Magic Playhouse, magic to me, right? Because all that really matters in any situation is how we feel and how we think about it, right? So magic to me is being able to shift your thoughts, which is your consciousness. So being able to shift your consciousness to attract that which you want in your life. And usually when we talk about attraction, people automatically go to wealth, but it's so much more to attraction than just money. Because you want to attract positive, happy people in your life. You don't want to just constantly bump into unhappy, miserable people because that energy attaches to us. So there are so many things for us to attract. So magic is working our thoughts so that we get more of what we want. And the playhouse, of course, is like the fun place you go where you just let yourself be free, let your inner child come out. And when we're dealing with the inner child, of course, we're dealing with creativity. So the Magic Playhouse is a place where we come and we build on each other's thoughts and each other's feelings. There's no right or wrong in the Magic Playhouse. It just is. And what it is you. So that makes us family. So you come and you bring your thoughts and your ideas, and you speak them, and you do so freely with non-judgment because we're not judging, right? Because the only person that matters is you, right? Okay. So you come and you bring your thoughts, and then we as a collective, as a family, we take those thoughts, we twist them slightly, and then we build on them. So we make it even more, causing us to expand our consciousness, to expand our way of thinking and our feelings. So we see things from a different perspective. Now, going back to today, like I said, it's been fast moving. And for those of you who know Dina on a personal level, you know that I'm not a person to be boxed into. I don't like titles. I call myself an artist because artistry has so many dimensions. You can't box an artist. So I don't like to be boxed in. I'm not upon a certain religion. I'm not upon a certain spiritual path. I don't believe in a certain creed or ideology. I just believe and feel whatever the hell I believe and feel at the moment. And it's given to change at any moment. So what is my truth today? Well, tomorrow I may have expanded. And my truth may have shifted because it's all about moving forward. So that's what we're doing right now. And that's the energy that's present, and I'm loving it. So on yesterday, now I'm not a go-to-church regularly kind of person. I grew up in the church. Choir girl, I went to a Christian academy and all that goodness, right? But I kind of took another path. But on my path, I always meet spiritual people, and I met a pastor, Reverend Jacqueline. How I met her was at my second home, which is the library. So I've been going to the library for a good 2 years. My daughter and I go all the time. Everybody knows this, right? And I always order the books because they don't have the books that I want in the library. So I have to go online and I order it from within the state, and they ship it to me for free. So if you all don't know that, that's good information. Check your library. Just because it's not at your library doesn't mean you can't get it. So find out if they'll ship it. But anyway, I would have all these books coming to me because I read a little bit of everything. So I had these books about astrology and numerology and Wicca and magic and so forth. And about 2 years later, you know, she and I had a more in-depth conversation, and that's when I found out that she was a reverend and that she had a church maybe 10 minutes from the house, and we went. And when we went, my daughter, they had a praise dance team, so my daughter joined the praise dance team, which leads us to yesterday. So yesterday we go to church because she had to perform. She did a solo praise dance. And the song that she chose for the praise dance goes so well with the energy. I'm going to share that with y'all in a moment while I check these lines and see what's going on. We gonna tap into that energy of that song. But while I was there listening to the sermon, because everywhere I go, I have a pen and some paper. Because I think all the time, and I see different stuff, and I hear different things, and I don't want to miss a beat. You know, I don't know if I'm nosy or curious or what, but I like to get to the bottom of stuff, right? So I had to write stuff down. So in the midst of her sermon, I was writing down some questions, and one of them was about the light, working with light energy. And it all ties into the crystals. Don't worry, you're good. We're not off topic, okay? We didn't sway, and I didn't forget about you all, okay? So I wrote down the question, and my intention was to come back home at the church to chill, you know, swing by Crystal Blue, because I'm in Atlanta. I love Little Five Points. So I was going to swing by Crystal Blue, hang out over there, get me some sage and so forth, and come back home. Do a little self-reflection, because that's what I've been doing all year. I haven't had a chance to really do too much of anything else. It's been all self-reflection and inner work, but the energy shifted. So I didn't get to come home. I ended up, my mom, myself, and my daughter, we ended up going shopping, right? Didn't see that coming, especially since we had did that Friday and Saturday, right? So we're out and we're shopping, and we get a call from her friend who's from my hometown, Macon, which is about maybe an hour from here. So we decided we're just going to go ahead and just shoot down there for an hour or two and just hang out and see what's going on. Hence how I missed the show yesterday because I didn't see it coming. You know, I learned when spirit moves, you just flow with it because you try to fight, it's going down. It don't always kill you, but it'll take you through hell and back. It's easier to just go ahead, submit, flow with it, and enjoy it. And I did just that. So I'm down there, and I didn't get to go back to my questions. Well, tonight, like I said, we were supposed to start at 9. Well, they had a revival. And my mom is like, yeah, take me to the church because she don't really like to drive. She can. She just don't like to. She thinks I'm a chauffeur or something. So I take her and my daughter and my little cousin. We all go, and we sit down. It's about 8:15 or so. So I'm like, okay, about 8:45, I'm going to go ahead and go to the car, and I'll start the show and kind of rock it out from there because I've done it before. I've talked to y'all riding down the street, going through D.C. and Virginia, trying to get where I got to go, chilling with y'all, rocking with y'all. We were safe, right? So I knew, I was like, okay, we can pull this off. This is simple, right? Well, I sit down, and the gentleman, he gets up. He was a revival speaker from another church over in, I think it was off of Columbia Drive in Decatur, in the deck, right? And his topic was the light at the end. And at that moment, I realized I ain't going to be able to go nowhere. Because he's talking about some stuff that I was thinking about yesterday. So I had to sit there and I had to listen to what he had to say. You know, again, I'm not a boxed-in kind of person. I'm going to listen to everybody. I'm even going to listen to the person on the side of the road screaming because everybody else in the world think they crazy. I listen to everything and everybody, and I don't forget too much of nothing except the phone. I don't want to remember, but y'all know how that goes. Anyway, so he starts talking about the light energy, and of course, for those who are Christians, Jesus is that light. Or, you know, whatever religion you adhere to, whatever makes your spirit feel good, perfect. We can use that name. So that's the light. Now, for me, the light is the all. Everything, in my opinion, comes from light. You know, you can't have darkness until the light shifts. You got to shift the light. The light switch, the sun has to shift, light has to shift for us to get some darkness. And getting out of tunnels, right, getting out of the ruts, the darkness, those dark places. And when I think of darkness, I think of all the inner work that I've been doing, all the self-reflection and so forth that we've been doing in the earlier portion of the year. Now we've all done the inner work. We all had to reflect. There is no way anybody was able to escape the madness of self-reflection. There's no way from January to the end of July with that energy we had, there's no way you didn't learn something about yourself that you did not know, be it spiritual gift, be it some type of talent you tapped into, some deep thoughts and feelings that you didn't know you had, some emotions coming up for some people that you thought you were done with, all that good stuff. Some of that came up. So to me, that was a tunnel. See, I take people's stuff and then I flip it, all right? That's the magic playhouse. We shift those thoughts, shift the energy, and then we build on it. So moving from the tunnel, moving from a place where we're doing all of the inner work and the self-reflection, and shifting into the light, working on the outside, because that's where the energy is now. And it's moving ever so quickly. It's like we think of something or we think of a person. Before you can get the thought all the way out, they're calling or they're emailing or you think about something that you want. And before you get the thought all the way out and all the way into the desire, it's like the money that you need or transportation you need to get there is right there. And right now it's ever so important to pay attention to your thoughts. I remember I was talking to my uncle once. I don't know what we was talking about. We was chilling. We was having margaritas and we was clowning, right? We was having a good time. It was a happy conversation. We weren't in deep thought. And he was like, you know, sometimes you got to think before you think. Well, we're in that type of energy. Before you start putting thoughts out there, you got to think about it. Think about, is that what you really want to see? Because it's multiplying fast. And so he went through three things to help us get out of that tunnel, that self-reflection, that inner work, and into movement. Now, the first one that he mentioned was faith. And faith to me is, a lot of people have faith in God, they have faith in spirit, they have faith in source. And that's awesome and that's very necessary. But you also have to have faith in yourself, in your abilities. Because if you don't believe in you, you can pray and you can meditate, you can visualize all you want to. But if you don't have any faith in yourself, it ain't going to happen. I don't necessarily believe in miracles.
in the way that is defined today. I believe in magic. But I don't believe in just miracles such as something just falling out of the clear blue sky. Like, oh, I never thought that would happen. I didn't. Okay, I'm back. I done got kicked out of the Magic Playhouse. I done got kicked out. I wanted to be outside at first, but then I couldn't find my phone. So then I had to come in. And the last place I wanted to be was in this room. However, like I said, I'm learning just to flow with spirit. and go, because initially I was told to bring my butt in here. Like, you're going to learn today. I see. One way or the other, y'all. So, like I was saying, it's imperative that we have that faith in ourselves, faith in our abilities to make things happen. Big things. And I realized for me, when I wasn't moving in the direction I wanted to go, or I won't say that, I'll say when I wasn't moving at the pace that I wanted to go, and I wasn't getting all the things that I wanted, the primary reason was because I was lacking faith in myself. I knew about my abilities, I knew about my talents, but I wanted to play it small, right? Because small is safe. You can't get hurt being small. So for a lot of us here in the Magic Playhouse, because I know we're family and y'all are like me. So if I was playing it small, y'all had to be playing it small too. And maybe still are, but that's okay. We're going to shift that. For me, it was about allowing things to be bigger, allowing myself to really tap into my inner child, to really go in that playhouse within and go back to the little girl that didn't know if you try to do this, this will happen. And if you don't do this, this negative thing will happen and life will teach you and show you, going back to the little girl that didn't know. Okay, I remember seeing little price tags on stuff, but I didn't really know the value. I just knew I wanted it. And when I wanted things bad enough, I got them. You know, it really wasn't my concern on how my mother paid for it or how they were able to pull it off. I just knew I wanted it. And so it was going back to that place, that little girl, that innocence before the pain, before the traumas of life, and just allowing myself to see. And she wanted things to be huge. She was like, no, Dina, bigger. So if you aren't getting what you want in life, it's probably because you're playing it too small in life. It's like, if I give her or him this little thing, they're going to settle for it, and they're never going to reach for it to be bigger, right? And that's all a part of faith. Now, the second thing that he said was following immediate instructions. And that's funny, since we're doing some readings tonight, because I know a lot of times some people, not you all, but some people bounce from place to place just getting readings until they hear something that they want to hear, right? Until somebody says something that you want to hear, which is usually multiple readings later. Like, you get the truth and the truth and the truth and the truth, and then at some point your team is like, you're going to have to learn another way. And they let you hear what you want to say, what you want to hear. And then you go into that path after all those no's, and then you figure out why you got the no's, right? Some people bounce from show to show. So it's imperative, whatever information that you get, whatever guidance that you get, and I'm not speaking just about a reading, but from your intuitive self, if an idea comes to you, whatever the idea is, if it comes to you, then it's yours for the taking, but time waits on no man. So if you don't jump aboard that thought or that idea, trust and believe, when you blink your eye, the next person is going to have it, and it's going to be on and popping for them because they followed immediate instructions. Don't ask questions that you don't want an answer to. Don't ask questions if you're not going to act on what is given. You have to take immediate action. You have to follow instructions, right? You do it at work. You do it at school. Do it in your own life. When yourself tells you to do something, don't go left, go right. Damn it, just go right. Just go right. You'll figure it out, I promise. It'll make sense in a minute. Yourself is like, go to the store. I don't need no promise to stop. Stop battling with yourself. Just go. It's something that you need. It's something that you asked for. Most of the time, we ask for things and we get them, but we don't get them because we didn't follow directions. So it was lined up for you to get it. Something told you to go right. You went left, and then you missed what you always wanted but don't have because you don't listen. You got to follow instructions and immediately. And then the third thing that he mentioned was moving forward. Now, that, like, songs to me, that was like a melody in my ear. First is the faith, believing in yourself and in your higher power, God, source, light, right? Believing in your spiritual team, the whole of it, the bulk of it, because that's all you, right? That's all within you. Then the second is following instructions. And the third is moving forward. Sometimes we'll have the faith and then we'll follow instructions, but we don't move forward. We still sitting there talking about, but the last time I tried to do it, but the last time I tried to get into a relationship, but the last time I tried to go to school, and the last time I tried to buy a car, it really don't matter. You defeating the whole purpose, right? Ain't no point in having faith if you're going to keep walking backwards, right? You got to move forward. And the whole energy right now is pressing us to do just that. It's pressing us to move forward. There's really no point in being stagnant in life. There's really no point in sitting around and complaining about what you don't have, because thoughts are multiplying too quickly, negative or positive, right? Quote good or quote bad. Whatever you're thinking about, like you're bringing about in your life, is coming into reality and is doing it ever so quickly. So again, guys, think before you think. And that's why I was late tonight, because I needed to hear that. I needed that reminder. And I like confirmations. I love confirmations. There's nothing like a confirmation. And to me, that's what readings are. People will be like, I've had people sometimes like, I already knew that. You already knew it. There's a difference in knowing and acting upon it. You can know how to get to the store, but did you drive to the store and get what you need to get? It's a lot more to it than just simply knowing something. So if somebody is telling you something that you already know, it's because your ass ain't doing it, right? That's what we do in the Magic Playhouse. We support each other, and we kick it, and we have fun, and we do the thing. Now, tonight, we're talking about, in addition to the light, we're talking about crystals. And I absolutely am a lover of crystals. Like, I be having them, y'all. They be in my bra. I have them tucked ever so nicely. I have them tucked in my purse. I drop a couple of crystals in my water here and there. I have crystals in my rings. Like, I love crystals. And, you know, people be like, why you got them rocks? What you doing with them rocks? Why you buying rocks? Rocks are free. True, rocks are free. However, I can't always go out and dig. I can't fly and travel all over the place to be digging crystals. So I have to pay somebody to do it and bring it close to me, right? So crystals to me, they're from the earth, right? Crystals are natural. They're from the earth, like apples and oranges and watermelons and spinach, cinnamon, and all the different herbs that we use. Crystals, too, are from the earth. The difference to me is that you got to eat spinach. You got to intake those herbs in your foods and your fruit and your vegetables in a certain time frame or they ain't going to be no more good, right? Take a banana. You got a good 3-4 days to go ahead and take care of that banana and get it in you, or you might be tossing it outside. Well, crystals, rocks, gems, they're everlasting. We can keep them for a long time. But then again, they have legs. They'll walk off when you no longer need them. They'll disappear. So they're a prescription. What I love about crystals is that they're, of course, easy to carry, and they have a vibration. Everything around us is living. Everything is alive. Everything. Even if it's man-made, man had to make it from some elements in nature. So crystals to me are, they're nature's gift. And there are certain crystals that I feel everyone should have in their spiritual toolbox. Now, rose quartz is one, because they have a vibration of love, they have a vibration of compassion, and they also aid us in the process of forgiveness. Another that I love is clear quartz, because they're very easy to program. You can program any crystal, but clear quartz, they take energy and then they reflect it out. So I love them, but you also have to be very careful when you're rocking your clear quartz, because if you already know that you in a hell of a mood, you don't want to rock it because it's going to line you up with other people who are in a hell of a mood, and y'all going to be in a hell of a mood together. However, if you are happy and you are bouncing off the wall, you're energetic, you're feeling creative, and you put it on, it's going to line you up with people and things and situations that allow you to use that energy in a more beneficial way to build on it, like we do in the Magic Playhouse, right? Another crystal that I absolutely love and feel should be in the spiritual toolbox is the moss, the green moss agate. And I love it because, one, because it's green and it reflects nature, but also because it is very calming, but it instills inner strength and inner confidence, and it also deals with abundance and prosperity, which comes from nature, right? All those trees and all the water and all the blades of grass is wealth, that's prosperity. You have to think about it in the same way when it comes to money. So I love the green moss agate. And also yellow calcite. I feel that that's another crystal that you want to have in your spiritual toolbox. That one is excellent for any type of spiritual healing. When you're doing energy work, I'm a Reiki master. I love Reiki. For those of you who do Reiki or receive Reiki or any type of energy healing, calcite, yellow calcite is a really good crystal to have around you. It also helps to absorb any negative type of energy that's around you. It helps to draw out any type of pain that you may be going through. And people are like, that's a rock. How does a rock do that? The same way an herb does it, because it's coming from the earth. It's coming from nature. It's natural. We have a hard time believing that something that you can go in the store and purchase for less than, if you in Atlanta and you can get over the crystal blue over in Little Five Points, for the most part, you're getting all your crystals for under $3. And then, of course, there are some more larger crystals, or those that do extraordinary things that cost a little bit more, but you have a huge selection. And at most crystal shops or holistic or metaphysical shops, you have a selection of crystals. So people have a hard time believing, especially those who spend thousands and thousands of dollars on health. It's like, how can something that costs a buck or 75 cents cause, you know, things to shift in my life? And I can't explain it. I can't explain it. All I can say is get your buck, get your 75 cents, and try it out. Get a crystal in your life, right? And like I said, they're all easy to program. So each crystal has hundreds of different properties and qualities that is good for. Like I said, the rose quartz deals with compassion, it deals with love, it deals with healing. It also strengthens your spiritual connection. It helps to cleanse and to rejuvenate your heart chakra. It also helps with your sacral chakra. And then it does anything else you ask it to. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. Gotta love nature. But I love to set intentions on my stones. And like I said, I use some of them in my water. One that I love in my water is citrine. And I love it because one is yellow, and yellow is energetic, is creative, is playful, is happy, is harmonious, is youthful, is life, is inviting. So I like to have that energy on the outside of me, on my body, but I also like to feel that going into me. Every crystal can't go in the water, so you have to learn about your crystal. You have to get to know your crystal and decide exactly what it is that you want your crystal to do. Sometimes people just go in the store, find a crystal, and they read those two or three things that might be on the card, or they look in the book really quick and see and be like, okay, this is what the crystal does. And then they take it home, and it does it for a while because it has that energy. It's been in the shop. It's been around sage, and they're cleansing it and energy coming in and out, and then it gets heavy. The energy gets clouded, and it's no longer good for those things. Well, at that time, and you can actually feel it on a crystal, like it'll start to feel dirty, or when you pick it up, it doesn't have a cool sensation to it. You pick it up and it's already warm, but it's been in a cool place all day. That means that it's holding a large amount of energy and it needs to release, because everything is living. We can't take but so much until we have to release one way or the other, right? So many ways we release. Crystals are the same way. So at that time, to clear your crystals, you can take them outside, put them in the sun, let them lay in their element. Let them lay in the grass. Let them lay in the dirt under the sunlight. You can do it under a full moon. You can do it on a new moon. You know, just put it out there. You can cleanse them by running them or allowing some cool water to run under them. And I've heard people say that they just hold it in their left hand and visualize light going into it. That's another way to do it. I personally, being a nature girl, being a southern girl and so forth, I just like to take them outside and let them hang out in the element. I'll leave them out there for a couple of days to just be charged by the sun and take on all that energy. And then when I bring them out, bring them back in the house, it's like the whole house shifts. It's like it feels different in here. And I have my crystals in my, it's a dresser, but the top of it I use as my altar. So I have like a variety of crystals. I have so many crystals. And everybody vibrates to my room. Like, if I have to go in the kitchen and I come back and a person is not where I left them, I know that they're in my room and they're looking at my crystals and they just might be touching them. And it never fails. I go in there and it's like, what's this one? You know, they're holding something. What is this for? What does this do? Why can't I put it down? Can I take it home? So you don't take you to crystal place. Some of them I do let walk. Every now and then I'll let them walk, depending on the person. Spirit got to tell me. But that's the best way to pick out your stone. You're going to find a crystal that's for you. I always suggest if you're in a city or you're near a metaphysical or a crystal or a holistic shop, just go in and take some time, hang out, walk around, and kind of see which crystals pulls you, what you feel attracted to, what makes you feel good, and kind of select them from there. That's what I always do. Some people, they'll be like, what's a really good crystal for this, or what's a really good crystal for that? And that's cool. That's wonderful. That's researching. Some people are more proactive when it comes to those things. They want to know what they're going for. They want to go in, they want to get it, and they want to leave. And that's wonderful if that's you. But I always recommend taking some time to hang out in the crystal shop. I get attracted to different crystals, and I'll hold them and walk around the store with them. And after a while, it's like, I don't want the crystal anymore because I already got what I needed from it. So I can put it down, and then other crystals will end up going home with me, but that one will stay because I already got what I wanted, right? And I don't need to take it home. So that works as well. And see, okay, the lines are filling up, and I really want to get you all in. So this is what I'm going to do. We're going to keep talking about crystals, but we're going to see, and we'll talk more as we see what comes up in you all's readings. So, again, you all are tuned into the Magic Playhouse. I am your hostess, Dina Dion. And, again, I definitely appreciate you being here with us tonight. Now, the first caller that I see calling in from area code 229. Let's see. Let me go ahead and open up your mic. Greetings. Tell us your name and where you are calling from.
Hi. Yes, ma'am. My name is Melvin, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Melvin. Welcome. Did you have a question tonight? What's going on?
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to see, with my finances, I have a lot going on. Just whatever you picking up for me, you know, any good news coming my way, my finances. And also I met this young lady at the hospital, and I just want to know if she's interested in me.
If she's interested in you and if there is any good news, well, listen, good news is in the air. It's a matter of what you want right now. So let's see what you got going on. Yes, it's good news in the air, but you got to decide what news you want to hear, and let's see what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well, I don't know how much time you have. That's why I don't know. I was working at a mental hospital here in Georgia, and they closed down, and I was out of work, but I was on unemployment. But they cut my unemployment because they thought I had another job. But I filed an appeal, and I have filed a second appeal because they denied it again. But I just want to know if they're going to reimburse me my 9 weeks that they owe me. That'll help financially. And then I'm having some difficulties trying to with my son. Last month, June the 6th, he was standing in the wrong place at the wrong time and got shot. And he's in the hospital as we speak, and he's paralyzed from the neck down. And but I gotta, work with the doctors, and we gotta get him in physical therapy and stuff like that. So, what I tried what I'm doing now, and I'm creating a website, not a site, but it's a fundraiser that I'm just about finished with to see if I can raise funds to help him in his rehabilitation. And that's why, you know, with money, that's my main issue right now. And actually, I work now, but I work part-time at a group home with mentally ill clients, but it's not giving me enough hours to even pay my rent, and it's due tomorrow. So I have a lot going on. So
You got a web of things going on there, Melvin, but they all is like all circling around. So they all seem different, but they're all bringing you to a certain place. One thing is that when you retired, when you left your job because you were so on purpose with that job, your guys had to lock something down so you can get back on purpose. Not necessarily just for the paycheck, but doing it because it fulfills you. It gives you something to look forward to, and it inspires you, and you're really good at what you do. So they had to give you something, i.e. cutting down your payments so you can start to think again and get back on purpose, and you went out and you got the part-time job. So everything is going to work out with the unemployment. That's fine. That they just needed you to sway back on purpose. So what you need to start thinking about, because I know you said the part-time job isn't giving you the finances that you need, is not really worry about the money. The money is going to come. It's a matter of doing what you absolutely love to do. So think about what it is you want to invest your time into, that you'll give 100% of yourself, put your passion into, that allows you to maintain you need to also keep time to yourself. You're not the best at taking time for yourself. You're a caretaker. So you also have to make sure that whatever you decide to do is leaving you time to relax and enjoy life, because you're a hardworking man. You need to relax as well. Now, with your son, did you meet the woman while interacting, while going to the hospital for your son?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. She's one of the nurses that was worked helping my son at night.
Okay. She has very good energy about her. She's very loving spirit. I want to tell you that she's interested. However, they're saying, you will take it and you will run and you will move entirely too fast. And we don't need you moving too fast. We need you to enjoy the process. Yeah, you need to enjoy the process of, is she going to call, or going through the process of dating and doing different things and really getting to know the person so that you can be free, so that you're not trying to box yourself into what you think she wants when you don't even know. Just giving yourself time to just have a good time, to relax. So love is in the air for you. I ain't saying it's her, and I'm not saying it's not. Love is in the air. You just go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well, because I asked her, would she friend me on Facebook, and she said yes. She said yes, but when I went to see my son last week, one day last week, I go every day, but this particular day, I asked her, I told her I left, I called back out there to check and see how my son was doing that night. And I told her the reason why I left, because I felt like I was making you uncomfortable. And I asked her, I said, were you uncomfortable when I was, in the room with my son when you came in? And she told me, yes. And I was like, why? Why you didn't tell me? What is it that, that make you feel that way? But she had said she was uncomfortable. I don't know. Is that a bad?
She's at work.
Yes.
That's work. And when she's working with your son, you're the father, and is patient and,
right.
you know, and caretaker. But
yeah.
going outside of that is pleasure. So she has to find some balance in her work, because now there's interest, or maybe not. I can't tell you. I can't tell you, because you will run with it. So.
No, I promise you I won't. I promise you, Jesus.
You're not going to run too fast.
No, ma'am,
okay,
I promise.
So there's, you there's interest there, but she has to find a balance. Yeah, she has an interest, and Facebook isn't necessarily,
I didn't ask her for a phone number. I didn't ask her because, I don't know, I didn't want to step out of line at the job.
Right.
So I was going to write it. Well, I wrote a little note for her, but when she told me that night that she felt kind of uncomfortable, so I didn't give it to her. I didn't give it to her. I kept it.
And I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad you didn't. Not a note, not yet, because you deep. Not yet. Just maybe lunch would be nice in the hospital cafeteria. Mm-hmm. You know, something on that level. We're not going to get flowers just yet. We're not going to do cars just yet, but a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, and talking about the day. So when you're talking to her, that's another thing. It's her job. So usually when you're talking about your son. So there's really no room for any a whole lot of personal conversation.
I'm sorry. Well, how would we connect in a personal conversation outside the job? I mean, do you see her stepping to me? Because
No, because she's at work.
Right.
It wouldn't be professional for her to do that.
Okay.
It wouldn't be professional. She's a career woman. She's thinking about that, which is why it was a little bit uncomfortable. Start with a cup of coffee or lunch in the hospital cafeteria. And then build from there, because you want to enjoy the process. You don't want to know the ending, because if you know the ending, you're not going to be childlike. You're not going to be playful. It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be exciting. So you gotta play the hunter, be the man.
What? Yes, ma'am.
And be. Don't be too intense. Don't be too aggressive. Just let it happen. Start with, like I said, a cup of coffee. Start with something very simple in her comfort zone, which is the hospital, and then you all can build on the conversation from there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, just build on it.
I mean, but she is really, I mean, she doesn't, see, last night I called because I didn't go see my son last night. I called just to check to see how he was doing. And she answered the phone, coincidence. And I asked her, I said, hey, I just want to see, I'm going to check on my son, see how he was doing tonight. And then she said, oh, he did a great job today and this and that. And somebody's in the room, I think it's your wife.
Right, she's fishing.
I said, no, I'm not married, sweetie. And she said, oh, I apologize. I'm sorry. But did she want to know if I was married or not?
Yeah, she's fishing. Because she could have very well said he has a friend in the room. She's fishing.
Exactly.
Why would you be calling the front desk if your wife isn't, you know?
Yeah.
Things like
that's
that.
That's true.
You know, but don't run. Don't run. Walk.
Don't run.
Walk. You know how mommy and daddy be like, don't run in the house. You got to walk.
Well,
enjoy the process.
Okay. Well, our age difference is totally, you know, kind of out there a little bit. I'm older.
Your age difference, that's different, but the wisdom level is equal.
How does she feel about that, my age? Oh, she's that wise. She's seeming that way. How does she feel about my age?
That's an excellent conversation for y'all to have. See, you're trying to take away from your process. She ain't worried about your age. You worried about your age.
No.
You throwing the roadblocks. You got the roadblocks. You remember when we first started, we were talking about moving into the light. And the first one was faith, faith in ourselves. And then the second was following instructions, which is inviting her for a cup of coffee or lunch in the cafeteria. And then the third one was moving forward. So you just got to go forward. Don't worry about that, all that other stuff. You're going to find out anyway. That's a part of the process.
Wow.
We don't want to stop the process. You don't want to stop the process.
Okay, this woman could probably be my wife.
You got to move forward and see, don't you?
Yes,
you got to take a chance. You got to take a chance to have some fun and laugh and be playful and lighthearted. And, you know, if not your wife, that might be your best friend. So either way, it's a win-win. It's worth finding out.
Okay.
But she's a career woman. You got to get her. You got to get her off on her own time. And Facebook ain't really, I mean, I got friends on Facebook that I don't know. So for somebody, can I friend me on Facebook? Okay. That don't mean nothing.
Will it be? You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, should I just say, LaShonda, I'm sorry. Well, LaShonda, here's my number. You'll call me when.
It's going to be a moment.
I've been sleeping too long.
Because that's not playful. That's not playful.
Okay.
And you want a little bit more control, just a little bit more control than sitting there waiting for her to call. So a better would be, you know, let's go have a cup of coffee. Do you drink coffee? Do you drink tea? That would be a good way to start and then allow conversation to take place there because she's not going to do too much talking in front of her client. She has to deal with her patient. And that's your son. That's going to be her focus there. And that's where you want her focus when she's working. You want her focus to be on your baby and getting him well. So you talk to her about everything personal outside of her work, outside of her being in work mode mentally.
Well, just be professional when I go in at the hospital. You know,
you don't have to be professional. You don't have to be professional. You want to be playful, and you want to be energized because that's going to help your son heal. If you're playful, you're happy, you're having a good time, you're in a good place, that's going to help him heal, and that's going to attract her to you because she's going to see something special. She sees a lot of people every day. And a lot of them are probably groggy because things are going on with their family. They're worried. They're not in a happy place. So to see something different is she's gonna be attracted to that. And that's gonna get her attention. That's gonna get her out of her comfort zone. So play with it. When the time is perfect, something is gonna click, and in that moment, you're going to know exactly what to say. You don't want to plan it because children don't plan. They don't. A six-year-old is not like, I'm about to go outside, and then I'm gonna kick the ball to Tommy, and he's going to kick it back, and I'm going to kick it to Sarah. Like, they just go play. You got to do the same thing. When the time is right, it's going to click in, and you just going to hear yourself saying some stuff, and you're going to hear her say something back, and you're going to be like, wow, just that simple. And then you move forward. Yeah. And the same thing with your career. Same thing with you being on purpose.
Yeah, because actually I am a football coach here in Georgia. I love kids. Yeah, I love coaching, but I'm not coaching this season. I was interviewed last season with the team here in Georgia, and the coach offered me a job and said he was going to work with me, get a supplement came back a week or two later, he said he took the offer off the table. So I'm not coaching this season. It's too yeah, but that's what I do. I really, and I just happen to just be working, getting a job working at this mental hospital, which I do a pretty good job doing that as well.
Yes,
but
you do.
yeah, but my main thing is coaching football on the football field, and that's what I want to get back at. And, yeah, I want to get back, you know, to doing that. And just want to meet me. Be my nice young lady and get my finances right first, though, because I got to help my son, because he would be scheduled to come to Atlanta, go to Atlanta to a rehabilitation, I think it's Shaw Hospital or something, Shane's or Shaw, one of them, in Atlanta, and for rehabilitation. And it's going to take a lot for me to do that. And that's why I want to – Do you see me being successful when I create – I'm just about with this fundraising blog that I'm doing for my son. And do you see that being a success for us raising up money for him? I already typed up different, you know, the things that that occurred that night and what I, you know, action, you know, America for. I'm a former Marine anyway, so I feel like, I feel like my country can be able to help me out. So,
definitely.
Yes. How do you see that rolling for me?
I see it. It's not something that you can create and then just expect everybody to find their way to it. You got to let people know what you're doing.
Oh,
you got to talk to everybody.
Right.
When I say everybody, you got to talk to, you can put it on social media, that's wonderful, but everybody doesn't go on there every day, and everybody doesn't see it, everybody doesn't respond to it. However, if you're in my face, and I see you, and you're happy, and you got a good spirit, and you're confident, and you know that I'm about to help you, I'm going to help you. Because you're right there. So you got to talk to people. You got to connect to people. You can put it on there. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Put it out there on social media. But when you're going about in your day-to-day life, hey, how you doing? Can I get a moment of your time? Let me tell you about this. Let me tell you about what I got going on. And you talk to people. And keep it short, sweet, simple, less than 2 minutes. And they give what they can give. And if it's a prayer, or if it's them telling a friend about it, or them don't, whatever. We accept all. And definitely, if you go to the website, DinaDeon.com, and you email me the website, I will definitely let the family know what's going on and how to find the website and how to assist in that. But you got to get it out there. You got to talk to people. And when you're talking to people, because it's bigger than just your son, right? It's bigger than just getting the money for that. So as you talk to people and you connect with people, different things are going to start to open up. You're going to get opportunities through people. So they might can't help you with your son, but they might know somebody that knows somebody that can give you way more than they ever could. So you got to talk to everybody. Talk to everybody.
Wow. That's so, yeah. I see. Maybe some
beautiful thing.
Maybe do some flyers and stuff, and just let them know this is what I'm doing, and they can donate if they will, you know, anything.
Exactly. And if they say, I can't afford to, you say, look, prayers are appreciated, and spread the word. That's a donation.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Yeah, don't, you know, if they say, I ain't got it, don't let your spirit break in that moment. Be happy. Oh, thank you so much for your time. Will you tell a friend to tell a friend? Have a wonderful day, because that sticks in the mind of people.
Okay.
You know, you gotta hit people on a soul level.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
How do you see it working out for me, like, where my rent which is due tomorrow. I don't have it all, but I was thinking about going to different churches or whatever to get the other part. So
it might be too last minute for a church, because you might not catch them there on a Tuesday. You got to sit down and be creative. The first thing is talking to your landlord and letting them know what's going on and seeing you get an extension. The next thing is looking at yourself and looking at your creative talents and what skills you have that can make you some money. I remember I was at work one day, and this guy came up there, and he was like, "Can I clean y'all windows?" And it took him about 30 minutes to clean the windows. I'm serious. It took him 30 minutes to clean the windows, and he made $30 because we weren't going to clean them windows. I'm cleaning no windows. Pay him. So get up, take your skillful, talented self out there, and come home with the money. But you got to see yourself. Yeah. See, I can see it, but if you don't see it, we ain't going nowhere. You got to see what I see. And I see that you got the skills to do it, but you got to get out there. You got to move forward. You got to take action and get it done. Go cut some grass. You can get it. It's there.
Yeah. It's there. Okay.
But first talk to your landlord. And, hey, can I bring this portion and then this portion? They'll work. People, when you go to people and you're happy.
I'm sorry. But I went to her last month with the same issue and sat down and told her my story about my son and all this. Couldn't do it. Didn't do it.
She don't want to hear your story. What she want to know is what you going to do for her. So you go in there, you tell her you're in a good mood and you're happy and you're confident and you know she about to work with you, because she ain't going to get nobody up in that space next month to pay the rent. You going to be there, okay? She's not going to find somebody to get in there. So you're going to lose 2 months' rent trying to put me out. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to have your money on this day, and I'm going to throw you a little 25 or whatever extra. I'm going to throw you a little something, a gift card, the Starbucks or something, and I'll see you on this day. It's not necessarily asking. You're asking, but you're more so doing it in a confident manner, which all kind of comes off as demanding. It's like, okay, this is what I'm doing. I'm going out, and I have this lined up and this lined up, and I will have it on this day. You need to give her a day, not just throw it up in the air. I'll have it soon. That ain't good enough. She need to know, too. So have a date in mind. Friday is a good day. Friday is a good day. Yeah. Okay, I'll have it on Friday, and I'll see you then, and I really appreciate you doing this for me. It's like, she don't need no time to sit up there and think and give notes. I really appreciate you doing this, and I will see you on Friday with your money. Do you want a cash check or money order? No excuses.
No.
See, you got to have faith. You got to follow directions, and you got to move forward.
Right.
You don't want to move forward. You want to go backwards.
No,
matter. You paid it. You paid last month? Okay, then.
Yes, ma'am.
So you went up there, you told her your story, and you paid it. So this month, you're going up there, you're going to tell her what you're going to do, and you're going to pay her, and then we're going to keep it moving. Just that simple. Stop thinking. Men think too much. Don't think like a man. Think like a woman. Women create a way to do it. We get it done. Get it done.
Right.
No excuses.
Yeah.
All right? Steve Harvey's telling y'all wrong. Think like a woman. Get creative.
Are you on Facebook?
Figure it out. I am on Facebook. Dina Dion, you can look me up on there. Find me on Facebook.
You may have to send me a free request, because I got to wait a couple of days before I can receive, friend request.
Oh, no problem. Look, go to the website, because you still got to send me your website for the fundraiser, and then I'll find you, and we'll go from there. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Cool beans.
Thank you for calling. Thank you so much, sweetie. You are so great.
You are so welcome. Get it done now. No excuses. No excuses, because it's in the air. It's in the air. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Melvin.
All right. Love you. Thank you.
Love you, too. Love you to life.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Let's see what we got going on next in the Playhouse. Who else is playing? We got 646, area code 646. Tell us your name and where you are calling from.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hello.
Wow. Hello, how are you doing tonight?
I am awesome. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Tony from New York.
Tony from New York. All right, what's going on? What's on your mind tonight?
What is on my mind is I have, I guess this deals with career path, career opportunities. So I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to be better off pursuing something in the technology field or something in education. Now I did a couple of interviews in both areas, and I guess I'm still waiting. I'm not sure, you know, how I thought they both went pretty well, but you know, usually I figured you'd hear something within a few days, but I don't know how.
You would hear something in a few days because they waiting on you. They waiting on you to make up your mind on what you want to do so that it can come through. You got to make a decision first. It's not for them to decide if they get your time and energy. You got to decide who you want to give your time and energy to. Now, we said education and technology. So technology, you're leaning towards technology. Why? Because it's growing and the money is there and it's booming?
And also because, you know, I'm relatively good at both. But with technology, I think it's easier to get, you know, jobs in technology now. I mean, I think with education, you know, I would have to, like right now I was trying to go through as a regular teacher, but then like I was, you know, to do special education, I got to take 3 more classes, and you know, I could do it, but I wasn't really, you know, thinking about special, you know, doing special education just because I think I probably would work better as a general teacher, like in English. But you know,
mm-hmm.
I know I could do it if I had to, but I just wasn't sure if that's where I needed to go. I mean, you know, I could. So that's where my ambivalence was. It was like, yeah, I can do both. And I think even with technology, you know, I'm still brushing up on some skills that I can put out there. But I think, you know, for the time being, I'm pretty good at both. So.
So education is what your passion.
My passion is writing, and like, you know, my passion is it's education, but it's not education in the public school system. It's more like being able to speak to children in a real way that's not necessarily like, you know, what public education is pushing right now. And if I were to go in as a teacher, you know, I would do the stuff I got to do, but then, you know, the way that I would, like, communicate with the children would be where, you know, I'd try to find my passion, you know, within those opportunities I had to speak with them. But, you know, as far as balancing the political and the requirements of the state versus, you know, how I really want to communicate with children, that would be the fine line. And I think, like, even with special education, I'm thinking it might be tougher. I'm not sure since I haven't actually did it, but I know a lot of people do it. But, you know, just because of the premise that, you know, with special education, they're making it seem like there's something wrong with the children. And, you know, you gotta, like, kind of, like, approach them or diagnose them with IEPs and stuff like that. So I'm like, I know I can find a perspective to like work with it, but I wasn't sure if I needed to or if that was a direction that I needed to go. So that's pretty much where my ambivalence was coming
from. That's the dilemma. Yeah. So you're looking at two paths
that you done boxed in, you done boxed the two paths, because your passion is writing, and you want to speak to the children on a whole another level. But you're looking at technology and education, more so special education, which you really don't want to do. So you're like I was telling the previous caller, the money is going to come. It's finding what makes you happy that brings in the wealth. Miserable people never really make enough. They never really make enough, and they get more miserable because they ain't making enough because they miserable. So you have to find something that you're passionate about. Now, if it's writing and you want to speak, then you need to find a way to do that because it's very – one is needed right now. And I don't know why I'm getting something dealing with incarceration, like going into prisons maybe or youth detention centers. But there are ways to do it. There are a wealth of grants that are available. You're a writer. You can find a way to write a grant and get the money that you need to do what it is that you are passionate about. And not to mention, there's a need for you to do it. So the stuff you're looking at is stuff you just want to do for money. That's kind of like prostituting. In a sense, you're just going to do it for the money. You know, I'm going to lay here and take it. I'm not enjoying it, but I'm getting paid.
But no, but you know what? With the technology, like I figured once I brushed up on my skills, I could, you know, that was something that I could teach, and I, especially, you know, now because of the fact that, like, to me, that's one of the more open, economic opportunities. Then, you know, that's something I can teach that people can actually use. So, you know, I kind of like, and so I was trying to, like, you know, bridge the gap because I'm like, yeah, you know, you got to survive, you gotta eat, but I mean, like, you know, if I can learn technology and you know, I've been doing some aspects of technology for a while, and I've been pretty good at it, but I figured if I can, like, you know, pick up some more skills and just have that background that I can always, like, transfer it into teaching and, like, you know, because I figure, like, the reason why I'm good at those two things is because it's something that, you know, I'm supposed to do with it. So I was trying to figure out, like, for the time being, you know, I was doing technology before. I just, you know, it was a situation where the people that I was around, I just, you know, my soul wasn't allowing me to, you know, be in that environment anymore, so I had to remove myself. But it was, you know, from the environment, but the work wasn't bad. It was more like, you know, the people were trying to kind of like extinguish my passion, and it was kind of like, you know, I just felt like a spiritual drain, so I had to, like, take myself out of it. So,
right.
You know, because I had to do that, I'm assuming that, you know, there's a another path that I was supposed to walk, and again, because I still have to figure out, like, this whole thing with surviving, plus...
Oh, you used that word again. You used it again. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the dilemma. The dilemma is like when you were talking to the previous caller, you were saying that, like, there's a point where you have to, experience the life. You're supposed to experience, like, the moment. And, like, you can see the different parts falling into place, but you really can't see the puzzle, and you just have to have faith that the puzzle is going to be, you know, going to have a pretty picture when it's done.
Exactly. And see, that goes into that word that you use, survive. You don't have to survive because you've been doing that. You're going to survive. Mm. You pull rabbits out of hat. You work magic. You just don't play it big. You let it be small. You like things small. So you don't have to survive. You got to shift your thinking into thriving. Now, you ain't got to survive. I got to thrive in life. It needs to be bigger. You got to think outside of this box that you're boxing yourself into. Now, what you're saying with the technology, you can play it differently. You can word it to, I'm going to take this position to be somewhat like a school. This is my school. This is training me to move to the next level. And in the midst of being trained, I'm being reimbursed for my time, which is your salary. So it's not necessarily a career. It's something that you're stepping into fully knowing I am going here to be trained. So in the process of being trained and doing my job, I also need to be laying the foundation for what it is that I really want to do. It's not for you to go in there and get stuck up in there 5 years because you think you're surviving. You got to thrive. You got to let it be bigger. Your passion to speaking and writing, and I don't know, I get boys and in prison and incarcerated, like it's all around you. Like you would be so good at, you shift energy. You're really good at shifting energy, but you got to be in a good mood. If you in a bad mood, you take
right.
the whole environment to a whole nother place. But when you good, everybody is good. They ready to see you coming. So you really are a person that has to be passionate about what it is that you're doing, and you have to feel, you like fulfillment. You like feeling like you've accomplished something. That feels good to your soul, and it gives you more to strive for, more. It's thriving for you. So the technology is fine, but you have to, like the spider, how she webs her, puts her little spider web together, you know, one piece at a time. That's how you're going to have to create what it is that you want to do. You can't settle. There's no point in settling. If you're going to settle, you can just go work just some ordinary something and be miserable with everybody else. You can go back to the old job and be in that negative environment if you just gonna go settle for the next thing like it.
Right.
So, okay, take the job, see it as training, start to plan, write out, because you're a writer. Writing is magic. You can write your story and read it and take yourself to a whole nother level. You can take yourself places. That's how you shift into different realms, is through your writing. So write out exactly what it is that you want to do, and don't force it to be little. Don't force it to be something that everybody can do. Like I always hear people like, well, everybody can't own their own business. Well, I ain't talking to everybody. I'm talking to you. You can make it bigger. Allow it to be bigger. Small isn't going to work. Every time you try to make something small, you're going to get jammed up until you allow it to be bigger. So do like the spider. Think like a woman. Create. See what it is that you want. And then no excuses. Move forward. If it's accepting the technology position, because the special education is really, that's like a dead issue, really, honestly. If you want to accept the technology position, then go in there with the mindset that you are being trained. And don't get comfy with the check, because it's like just money that they're giving you to get through school, your training. And then you have a deadline to move towards what you're supposed to be working on. Don't get stagnant. Like, you got to keep moving forward, because you'll park the car and create a traffic jam because you're looking around. You good. You got to keep going.
Okay.
And bigger. And I don't know, figure out what you're going to do with these boys and what you're supposed to be doing in the prison. Because just because you work in this training don't mean you can't be doing other things either. You got some free time.
No.
Start connecting.
It's very
go
true.
Ahead.
That's very true. I mean, like, one of the people that I actually like took a class under, I know he was talking about wanting to train people in prison, coming out of prison, actually how to work with computers, so that way that they would have, you know, the ability to earn income for themselves. So that was something that that was something that was.
And there we go. And now we can accept the technology position because we know what we're doing.
Right.
Now we know what we're doing. Now you got, I found, see how it's full circle?
Mm-hmm.
It all comes together. Now you got to follow your directions because the faith is already there. You know what you're capable of. Next is following directions and then just keeping it moving forward because the excuse is whatever roadblocks you ran into in the past, that was so you can get some clarity. So they ain't got to come back because now you're clear. You know what you're doing. So those roadblocks are gone. They just needed to spin you around, shake you up a little bit, let you see what's supposed to be going on, how you supposed to feel. And now that you know you ain't got to go in survival mode no more because you know you're going to survive. You're going to do that. Now you can shift out of that to thriving and letting it be bigger. Because you got some work to do with these men because, you know, sometimes they be hard-headed. And they ain't always good with a woman trying to teach them something. So y'all got to step up and help y'all folk out because they'll listen to y'all. You got some work to do with them. You know, y'all can work. When the woman is involved, sometimes the ego get involved and they don't want to be taught. But with y'all can meet on that level and take it there. So when you sit down tonight, you can go ahead and accept the offer and then allow them to call you and go in and do your thing and get out.
Okay,
that's so how I would fight the dope game. Get in, get out. Get in, get out. What's your other question?
Oh, the other question was basically, I had done a few interviews. I don't know if there's anything, you know, happening with those. I don't know. You know, I for one of them, I sent a thank you letter, but I'm not sure. I don't think that once I send a thank you letter, I should, I think at that point, I don't have to call them up. You know what I mean? I don't think I got to call you up after I sent you a thank you letter. Either at that point, you liked me or you didn't. You think I'm good for a job or you didn't.
This is what you do. Do you remember when you were getting ready to go to school and you sat down and you looked at different schools and you was like, this is the best program right here?
Yes.
You got to look at the job the same way because we get in training to do something else. So you got to research, find out which company is going to provide the best training for what you need to do, and then that's what you go after. So not just any technology job. You got to get the one that's going to prepare you, like a good school, because that's what we're doing. We're going to school. So sit down and look at the different companies, the top three that you feel provide the best training and will give you good rewards, i.e. salary, in the process. That's what you want to go after. Not just anything. You gotta pick the best ones because it's supposed to be big, not little mediocre, just something. We want a good school.
I mean, I think I picked a pretty big one. I mean, you know. That I went to
the big one?
Yeah, that I did the interview for. So I was trying to see what you saw with that one in particular.
Well, give them a call. You can call. I don't think. You can give them a call and follow up with someone. But I feel that while you picked the big one, you didn't pick the best one.
Okay.
Like that there's something better. You picked the big one, but it gets better. Big ain't always best.
Do you think it's something where I would have to move my location or?
I was going to ask you that earlier. I wanted to ask you if you thought about moving earlier. And maybe not necessarily a move if you don't want to move, but being open to traveling a little bit more. See, kind of expanding the search.
Mm-hmm.
You're what, in New York?
Say again?
You say you're in New York, right? You're in New York?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Have you thought about moving?
I have.
What did you think about?
I thought about Virginia. I thought about I thought about taking a job in Jersey. For some reason, when I think about moving in Jersey, my mind just freezes up. So I don't know what that means.
Okay. It freezes up.
You ever thought about Connecticut?
You know what? Connecticut is cool. I mean, I hadn't really thought about Connecticut, but Connecticut's not bad. That's a spot I can think about. I've been contemplated Boston, but only just because I've been up to Boston or Massachusetts a few times, but I don't really think I can work up there.
Yeah, my heart stopped when you said Boston. Let's not do that.
Yeah, yeah. When Boston actually came out of my mouth, I was like, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Right, okay, we got that one out. That's out.
Yeah, yeah.
So check maybe Virginia would be good for you. And it's really good connections around Virginia. Some good people you can bump into to make some things happen.
Okay.
And then check Connecticut. See what they have available. Look at the schools, i.e. the jobs there and the opportunities.
Okay.
Because maybe, you save a little bit more, too, which means you can stack a little bit more, which means you can graduate a little bit faster.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah, so think about it. A change of environment ain't bad for you.
Yeah. I think that might be good as well. So,
check it out. See what's available. You're going to find something there in the meantime, but...
Yeah.
Again, we ain't getting stagnant. Still look and see what else is available. And even when you accept the job, proceed with those interviews and whatnot that you get in other locations.
Okay.
Yeah. Move forward. Keep it moving.
All
you
right.
You got it. You got really good energy. You got a lot of confidence, too. That moves things.
Thank you. Definitely appreciate
you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too. We got all the men in the building tonight. Yep. Let's see. We got, about 17 more minutes. So you all are definitely tuned in to the Magic Playhouse. We like to play, right? And I'm your hostess, Zeta Dion. I see some of you are just tuning in. Lovely to have you here. We're going to keep moving forward, right? Because I'm following instructions. They said move forward. We got somebody calling in from Skype. Skype is in the building. Let's see. Hi. Tell us your name and where you are calling from.
I didn't think I'd get on. Hello. My name's Sharon. I'm from Ohio.
Welcome. So you got to know that you're going to get on.
It is welcome because it's the first time I've listened. So, yeah.
Hey, cool. Welcome to the Magic Playhouse. So what's on
so
your
funny.
Mind tonight?
But I do have to say, you gave the first reader especially. The first reading, Melvin, you gave great advice to him. You did.
Why, thank you. See, we get to you. It's for everybody. We all get
I know. Now, do you read cards? Is that, or you just?
It depends. Now, for the first,
oh,
I have
got
my
it.
Cards,
there
but
you go,
for the
sweetie.
First
I got
two,
it.
I didn't.
I know, I didn't.
Depends.
You know what? I didn't hear any cards, so I'm like, wow, okay. I'm looking for employment, and I want to see when I'm going to be landing one. I've been looking for 6 months.
You haven't been, or you have been?
I have been, diligently.
Okay. Diligently for 6 months.
Yes.
And you want to?
I'm not an executive. I'm not an executive, and I'm not entry level. I'm right in the middle, and it's very competitive.
Okay. So you're right in the rut race.
You got. That's exactly what it is.
Okay. And you are. So you're looking to do something different?
No, I'm looking in different companies, different areas, yeah, now, because I do administrative work, but yes, I am. I'm starting to go a little bit to the left now.
Yes, all right. All right. We're going to, okay. Let's see. Let's see if we can get a shuffle in. I've been wanting to play with my cards.
I know timing is hard. I know.
No, timing. Timing is awesome. That's how we hooked up. Let's see.
I am so discouraged. I just want to freaking give up.
No. Because it's not in the air. What's happening with your feeling is just that it's that push that's saying you are not in a happy place, and this is not making you happy. And guess what you got? You got the Wheel of Fortune, which is all about a choice. It's about making a choice. It's about deciding, taking your personal power back, working your magic, and deciding what it is that you want to do. Not what you're good at, because sometimes we're good at stuff and we don't want to do it. Like, I'm really good at doing hair, but I do not want to do it every day.
Okay, I gotcha.
So what is it that you want to do?
Well, I love doing it. I like what I do. I like what I'm in. I'm just gearing more towards the insurance part of it now, more like healthcare administrative instead of the financial that I was doing. That's helping people more. But, no, I enjoy what I'm doing.
Okay. I was just about to say, where are you going to work with the people?
Oh, yeah. I love working with people and clients. Oh, yeah.
Bam. Okay. Now, what is it that we're having to do? Is it a promotion, or you're looking for a different company? What do we have to do to shift there?
Send resumes out. Get them interested. I'm looking to get a job in a company.
Okay. So do you have your resume?
Oh, my God, yes. I had it professionally done. They're all over the place. I'm getting responses from my resumes. I just haven't landed one yet. That's what the bottom line is.
You know what? Because you gotta put that energy into it. Whoever did the resume, and that's awesome. But because you're what you're wanting to do and working with the people, you gotta put your life into it. Put your energy into it.
I did. I tweaked it. Oh no, I did. I know.
You tweaked it. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And you're not getting any responses.
Tons of responses. No, that's not it. I had an interview Friday. I'm getting responses. That's not the point. I just want to know if I'm going to land one. I'm getting responses.
You're getting, so wait a minute, because where's the discouragement coming from then?
I haven't made it. No one has made me an offer yet. I've gotten turned down many times. They said it's too entry level for me. That's basic. The last three, that's what they said. We don't need another this person. You know, if they leave, I'll definitely call you. That just happened on the last one.
Okay. So basically your plan is small. You got to make it bigger.
Yeah.
They don't want another little entry person.
Well,
so now you got to
send them the bigger. So I'm just not getting responses on them. I know. So that's what I'm saying. Okay, so what do you see?
It's the energy. It's not the job. It's you. Like you're okay. You want it so bad that you won't let it come. It's you.
Okay.
It's like your energy. What would be really good for you? See, now we're back to crystals. What would be really good for you is a rose quartz crystal to put your heart at ease. And to get you coming, to get out of your head, because you think too much, and get you into your feelings so you know what feels good over what sounds good, what your thoughts think are good. So a rose quartz crystal would be good for you, and then a clear quartz, because with the clear quartz.
Clear and rose. Okay.
Mm-hmm, clear and rose. And you want to set your intentions with your clear quartz for exactly what it is that you want. So one of the things that you want is to be at peace within.
Yeah. Because
you got to calm down. Like, I feel the energy. Like, I'm getting information, but it's still so tight. So you got to just relax and breathe.
I know.
It's okay. You're safe. They're calling, so there's interest. their job.
My bills
there.
Are paid. I know.
Your bills are paid. You have no reason to be discouraged except that you want it so bad you won't let it come. You get things so, you make it difficult. You don't want nothing to be too easy because you can't appreciate if it's easy. And life is trying to let it be easy for you, and you're like, no, smaller, harder. Just relax. Breathe. And I don't feel like you apply for the best position just yet either.
Okay.
So really look at the company. And when you're going for the interviews and they're telling you all that good stuff, because you're very logical, you like to think, about stuff. While you're doing all of that, take a moment to breathe and see what the energy in that environment feels like. Because you don't want to go somewhere that's stagnant, you're going to be unhappy, and you're doing the position that you want to do, but now all the people, your clients getting on your nerves because you hate where you at. It's got to be the right environment if we're helping people and we're being a benefit to people. And you also have to be calm. Let it be easy. Be peaceful. Because that's the energy that you want to bring into the environment. You want people to hire you, yes, because you're good at what you do, but also because you bring, it's just something about your presence. I just want you here because I need you here. You want it to be a personal hire, not just looking good on paper.
I know.
You have to go in there and have that energy right. And the clear quartz helps with that. It helps to it absorbs negative energy. So it's going to help you to relax. It helps to calm the mind. So we get that mind quiet. We can feel a little bit more, feel our way through things. And it helps to balance out the chakras in your body. So you got a lot going on with your heart chakra. Yeah, so that's dealing with trust. Like, you got an issue with trust. Me too. Woo-hoo. Ain't it fun? So you got to trust yourself. Trust yourself to make the best decision. Trust that you are going to take care of yourself and you're going to keep yourself safe and that you're going to get yourself the best opportunity available for you. And then that's the energy you want to be in. So we're going to get the resume. And we're going to retype it. But before you retype it, you're going to listen to some music. You're going to dance a little bit. You're going to get happy, get excited, and then sit down and type up your resume because that's energy. That's the energy you're putting into your resume. When they get it, like all of a sudden they just need to feel happy. Like, I need to call. I need to, something's going on here. They ain't got to understand on this spiritual process. Just know something about you that's making you call them. So get happy, get excited, know like you know that is wonderful and that you get everything that you want. You get everything that you want and you get everything you think about too. So you got to think about what you want. Otherwise, you know, cause some problems. So redo the resume, and then before you start submitting and applying for jobs, you need to get up. You need to dance. You need to get happy. You shouldn't be sitting there like, oh, I hope I get this job. I hope they come. That's not a good energy. That's desperate, and that causes discouragement. Get up. Move around. Go outside. Breathe the air. Get happy. Get excited, and then apply because you got to be in a good place. All of that is energy. You got to put good energy out if you wanted to come back in. And the same thing
I know,
when you go in for your interview. Yeah. That's all. You just got to get excited.
Did you pick up anything, though? Did you pick up any time frame or anything?
A time frame? There's no time frame. Like, it can be as soon as August 12th. You just got to get excited. You got to get excited, and you're not desperate because you're already okay. So you're changing positions because you want to do something you love to do. You want to work with the people. You want to help the people. So at this time and this energy, it's all about helping people. If you're trying to do something to help people, it's falling in place. It just is. So all you have to do is get excited. Get excited and allow them to call you. Don't make it hard. Don't make it a 2-3 week process. It can be as early as the 12th, and that's not a long time.
I know. It's not a long time at all.
No. So let it be easy. Get up in the morning. Don't think about it tonight. Tonight, find some kind of comedy on TV. Laugh. Have a good time. You need to play more. Have a good time. And then in the morning, start anew. It's a new day. Whatever roadblocks happened in the past, whatever. You weren't clear. Now you're clear. You can move forward. And make it happen. No excuses. There's no excuses. Because right now, everything is just falling into place, and it's so easy that it's freaking people out. So you better get you some of that. Get in that energy. Get excited.
All right. Anything else you see?
And love is in the air. Love is in the air.
Once
now it's a new
job.
Relationship. Huh?
I believe it. I believe it. Once I believe it. I know I'm going to meet someone.
Yeah.
I just have to, after I get a job. You do feel that, don't you?
Hey, look at you blocking it. Look at you blocking it. Why you got to wait until you get a job?
That's so funny. You're cute. Okay, you're funny. But you do, you pick up love anything?
Yeah, there's love all around you. But it's one of those things, like your energy is you got a light. That makes people look at
who
you.
It is. Will I ever see him? Do I know him or no? Not yet.
No, because it's not one specific person. You have a couple of excellent suitors. So it's a matter of the path and the energy that you're in when you meet the person. So the more it's really inner work, getting excited. And then letting it come outward. Because when you're happy and you got a smile, now people feel confident enough to approach you. If your energy is a little standoffish, they're not going to approach you because nobody wants to get shut down. We got egos. We all do. And nobody wants to get shut down. So if your energy is, even if they're attracted to you, but the energy is like, I'm not in the mood. I don't have time. I got stuff on my mind. I got to find a job. I got to do this. They ain't coming. You guys just relax. Play. Go out. Go to an art gallery or go to the park. Walk around. Just be in places with people because you might bump into a hiring manager of a company, you know, that's hiring for what you want to do. You don't know who you might bump into. So you just have to get excited. For you, it's just playing. You just need to play more. So much is going to open for you when you play because you're not thinking and you're not trying to force something to happen.
My finances will start getting better too, huh? I've squeaked all year.
You, because you worried all year.
I know. You're so
worried
funny.
All year. That's why. So the more you play, the more you laugh and get excited, it just starts to come. And it's not going to just be from your job either. It'll start coming from your passions. Your passions will land you in different places and different money making opportunities. So don't force your money. Don't box your money into a job. Allow it to happen. Just allow money to come to you. Don't try to force it. People try to force it into just one job, and now money can't come through any of our creative talents. So just allow it. Allow it. Be easy. Let it be easy. Allow it to be easy. You forced it to be hard long enough. Give yourself a break. Give yourself a break. It's not even life. It's you. So just let yourself get excited. Have a good time. And it's right there. It's right there. It's like the apple in the tree. And you can stand there and wait for the apple to fall, or you can reach up there and pull it down. Either way, you're going to get the apple.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
Okay. Yeah. Have fun and watch some comedy. Relax. Take you a nice sea salt or Epsom salt bath. And just see what it is that you want to have. You need to see it also. You think about it, but seeing is believing, really. So see it and allow it all to come. You can get it all. You can get the relationship. You can get the job. You can have time to cultivate the relationship. And you can have free time. And you can have extra income coming in. You can have all of it. Everybody else does. People out here are happy. You gotta be happy, and you're okay. You're okay.
I know. It's just been a hard year.
Yeah,
I had the rug thrown out under me. Okay.
Listen, you look. Me too. Because it was all self-reflection and inner work and learning about ourselves, and it was so much time to just be with ourselves. But now,
and how to forgive.
And how, ain't that a big one? See? That's that rose quartz.
Yeah.
That's that rose quartz. Learning to forgive. And when you're forgiving others, like, you got to forgive yourself too. And that's where the trust comes in. So it's shifting, and you've done the work. Now, can you allow yourself to be paid? Like, you're not going to get up and go to work and work 40 hours and be like, I was tired that day. Don't pay me for that day. No, you did the work. Now allow yourself to be rewarded. Allow it to happen. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. You've done a pretty good job forgiving others. Now forgive yourself. Pat on the back. I love you, self. You did what you had to do to get us to this point, and I'm excited about being here, because now I can create some new stuff
for
different
today,
from what
tomorrow,
already happened. Yeah, just relax. Just relax. Relax. You got it. You got it. So call me, and the next time let me know, you know, that you got the job and how you're loving it. I'm going to be looking forward to it. I want to know how you love it, not how you like it.
Oh, my goodness, girl. Listen.
Yeah.
Have a nice evening, okay?
You too. Have
You're
a wonderful
sweetie.
One. Thank you.
You really are. Have a nice evening, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I see. We have ran out of time, but I see one hand up. And I'm intrigued to take you, 484. 484, I am intrigued. So I'm going to take you. Everyone, I appreciate you tuning in to the Magic Playhouse. Of course, we're going to be back here on Thursday at 9 o'clock, okay? We're going to meet up here at 9. Be sure to go over to the website, dinadeon.com, and everything is on the website. So find me on Facebook, find me on Twitter, on Instagram. You know, I like taking pictures of myself and stuff. Y'all know how artists be and stuff. But I'm going to slide over real quick and take 484. See what you got going on over here. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Antoinetta. I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Oh, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, this is the first time I found your show. Basically, I need to know what's going to go on here with me and Dan. Dan Cecil's in and out of my life. And no matter how bad of a fight I start with him or say things, within a couple of weeks, he'll work his way back into my life. And that's what he's doing now. And I'm to the point where I'm ready to take this whole situation to the next level. Either we start living together and working on things and working towards, you know, a life together instead of this seesawing back and forth and him living over here and me living over here. And I actually got a reading about 1 month ago when he was not speaking to me, and it was a psychic medium. The medium had said that by the end of August, beginning of September, that Dan would be either asking to move in my home or be moving his belongings in my home. And he also seen that I would be also having a child with Dan, and it would be a boy. So I really need to know if that is legit and if that is going to happen.
Now I have some questions for you. Now, while that can happen, there's like a lot of issues that come up with you and Dan that mm-hmm. need to be worked out prior to you all living together.
See, he doesn't open up. He's not a good communicator. He's not, you know, and that's my whole thing. Why I sit here and scratch my head, I'm thinking, okay, why is he messaging me again? I just, you know, yelled at him 5 weeks ago, and I didn't message him, and in my mind, it was completely over, and here he comes bugging me again. And I'm thinking, this guy must really love me, because I know I wouldn't come back to somebody anymore. That would be done.
Well, now, see, there's two sides to it. The other side is that you give Dan an earful, and then you allow Dan to come back.
But so why is he coming back? Why don't he just say, you know what, this girl's crazy, too much, too aggressive, whatever, I'm out. I mean, there's tens of women, there's lots of women on dating sites. I don't need Antoinetta. I'm going to keep it moving.
Mm-mm. That's not for him to say. See, that's your you setting your personal boundaries and you defining your self-worth. I am worth you being open and you communicating openly with me and mm-hmm. honestly with mm-hmm. me. And mm-hmm. if you can't, setting up your boundaries to if you're going off and you're arguing and the relationship is causing more stress than it is beneficial to your growth, then you have to decide to cut that off for you. Because Dan is emotionally unstable, and Dan has a lot of personal work to do. Now, yes, you all can definitely move in if you allow Dan to do that. However, it is not going to make for a better relationship. And yes, you can have a son, but it's just going to bring more chaos to what's already going on. So you first mm-hmm. need to decide what it is that you want in a partner, not what you want in Dan and not what you want Dan to be, but what you want in a partner. Right? Mm-hmm. On one side, you can write down what it is you want. On the other side, you write down what you cannot tolerate. Be it mm-hmm. cheating, mm-hmm. Not openly communicating, not being honest, not being present, which is an issue with Dan. If something goes wrong, Dan want to leave and come back after it calms down, and you allow it. So you got to set your boundaries and then figure out your worth. Like when we go to a job, we say we are worth this amount and this is what I want and I'm not taking anything less. It's the same way when we're dealing with relationships. This is mm-hmm. what I want and I'm not accepting anything less. It can be more. I'll take more of good. That's okay. Like on a job, I'll take if you want $15 an hour and they're like, I want to give you $18. You're not going to be like, no, $15. I'll take better.
Right.
But I'm not taking anything less than what I'm worth. So he's teaching you boundaries. There's a path for you all to move together and to have a baby. I'm not definite that's the best path for you to choose to walk.
How is he going to come about moving in here within 1 month time frame? Are you seeing that? Like, are you seeing by the end of August, beginning of September, that he's moving in here?
I'm seeing that he's not financially stable and that he might need somewhere to go, and hence he'll move in by the end of the month because he can't pay or he can't do rent to be where he is.
Because he's living with his stepfather. He's been living there for 2-3 years now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's very easy for him to run out of that situation into yours. Is that what you
want?
But,
like, he hasn't brought anything up about us living together, moving in here, or anything as of yet.
But is that what you want?
I do. I've been wanting this for about a year now.
So tell me why. I want to know why now. What is it about Dan that makes you
I've known him for 30 years.
Okay. What else?
We've been.
Let me rephrase the question. Tell me three benefits or three positive things that has happened in your life in the last year that you and Dan have been dating. Just three.
By me dating Dan for 2 years, I was able to be able to date and trust a man again because I was physically abused severely in my past other relationship, and I was afraid to love, trust, even have a man near me. And in the 2 years that I dated Dan, I have, you know, yelled around and whatever, and he's always stayed very calm, never name-called me, just would say, okay, I don't want to argue. So I really like that about him. Like, I know that he will never lay a hand on me. He will never hurt me physically like I was abused before. So that's a very, very important thing, okay? Because, like I said, I was severely abused. I was a victim of domestic violence. So for me to be able to move forward and trust a man again, that's a big, huge step.
Okay.
Number two is I do have a daughter. She's 14. She's known Dan for, I guess she was since 4 or 5 years old. And she likes Dan. She's comfortable with Dan. You know, I trust Dan around my daughter and stuff like that. So that's, again, very important versus dating someone on a dating site that I don't even know any history about a person, whereas I know Dan since I was a little girl. So that's very comforting, knowing that this is a safe man to have in my home, to be around my daughter, you know, so forth, so on. And then the third thing is Dan is very respectable in the community. He's a firefighter, fire police now. He's worked his way up with the fire company. You know, he does have a good heart and a good spirit. If there's a car accident, he pulls over. He tries to do what he can. So I look and admire that in him. So that's a good thing as well. So those are the three things that are very important to me.
Okay. You gave me three reasons, and they all revolve around one thing, and that's your need to feel safe. Your need to feel secure.
Okay.
But you didn't give me anything about love or trust or communication or any personal growth. It all evolved around safety.
Right.
So you feel safe with him.
Oh, yeah. And I also, as growing up as a child, my father was a severe alcoholic and beat my mom. And it got to the point where the police were always coming. My mom had protection of abuse orders on my dad, probably about 10 of them through my whole childhood. And my father would, you know, get handcuffed and go to prison. And I witnessed all that. And I would hide in my closet. I would hide under my bed. I would, you know, hide wherever I could. So I had a lot of trauma in my life.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now I have to ask, how is your communication? Are you open? Not when you're angry, but on a day-to-day, are you open about what you're feeling with him?
My communication with him is, you know, I get angry when things don't go my way. I get angry if, you know, I find out that he's not texting me, you know, and a couple hours go by, I get angry. I get mad. I get throw a tantrum. I'm like, you know, what are you doing? What's going on here? Why didn't you? So this is another reason why I feel if he lived here, I would feel more secure because he would be here. You know, he...
Right now, if he lived there, you would be more demanding because you could control the situation more.
Right, and I'm a Virgo. I am a Virgo, and Virgos really need to feel in control. They have to know about their surroundings and control their surroundings, and, you know, this is why I'm so uneasy with Dan, because it's like, you know, I'm ready for the next level. I really am. And
I think you all, I don't feel that you're ready. You're the next level, but not for you all to live together. Not now. I say closer to the end of the year, if not the new year. But first things first is that you all need to sit down at the table, and it's like going into business with another person. If I'm going into business with an individual, we're going to sit down. We're going to talk about what we're bringing to the table, what we need. So you need to let him know about your safety issues, okay? I need to hear from you however you need to hear from him. If you know, I want to hear from you at least 3 times a day, whatever it is, and he needs to be able to agree to that. You all need to sit down and come to an agreement. So you still need to write out your needs in a relationship and what you're not able to tolerate. And then you're going to sit down with him, maybe over a candlelight, romantic dinner, and you all just have a heart-to-heart where you're open and you're not playing on the fact that you've known him for 30 years, but from where you are now. Because you've been knowing him that long, but you all have both changed over the years. That comes with growth. Mm-hmm. The different things that we go through causes us to shift. So you need to come to an agreement, and you need to let him know what it is that you want from the relationship and then find out what it is he needs. And you're going to have to be responsive to what he says he needs as well, because it has to be balanced. And right now it's not. So it's like you get your way, and then he gets upset because you always get your way and he don't want to be bothered. So it's give and take. You got to sit down and compromise, okay? At least once a week, Dan, I need us to have a night out. And he said, well, no, not once a week. We can do it every other week. Okay, well, once a week, I want us to sit down and watch a movie, just the two of us. And he's like, okay, yeah, I can do that. In exchange, once a week, I want us to take a shower together, whatever it is. But you all got to sit down and go back and forth. I need this. Okay, I can do that. I need this. No, I can't do that, but I can do this. It has to be clear before you just jump in there and he's living with you and we got a baby and we got this baby crying over here and you throwing a fit because you ain't getting your way. And Dan is upset and the 14-year-old is like, what the hell? Like, we got to get it balanced up front. We don't want to work on it on the back end. We want everything to be peaceful and everything to be clear. And then allow him to come in, because it sounds like he got a pretty hectic little job, a stressful, it might be stress there. So everything, you all just need to sit down and talk about your needs and make sure that
the reason,
you all can come.
Listen, the reason that I had the fight go with him 5 weeks ago and blew off the handle is because I found out that he was communicating with another female online. He didn't meet her yet, and that he invited her to go to a concert in July. And I informed her. I said, I just want to let you know that I've been seeing him for 2 years. He sleeps over my house. He plugs his phone in my nightstand. He's here. my daughter is here. She's close to him. So I just want to let you know what you're getting yourself involved in. And she's like, you both need to get your crap together. And I was like, no, he needs to stop doing this. So
now we have to figure out why. What is he? We you have to sit down and ask him why he's online and what he's looking
for. I guess he doesn't see. That's why I had a fight with him 5 weeks ago and I let him go. But now, a couple of days ago, he's starting to creep back into my life by sending me text messages, sending me online game requests to play Yahtzee with him. Those are all little steps to weasel his way back in. So the bottom line is he knows that, you know, I'm the real deal. So why would he come weaseling back in if he knows he can't play those games over here? Why don't he just keep it moving and keep talking to whoever online and leave me alone?
So, okay, now, what do you want it to be over, or do you want the relationship?
Well, I actually talked to a therapist, okay, once a week, and she actually said, because I told her about the argument, and she said, listen, if he contacts you after this whole big fight that you had with him, because I was really not nice to him on the phone, and he just stayed calm. He said, okay. She said, if he contacts you after everything that you said to him, he must really love you. And I seen the therapist today, and I said, so guess who contacted me a couple days ago? She says, I can't believe it. She says, he really loves you, but... she says he has to get his act together. So that's why I'm wondering if the medium was correct when he said that within 1 month's time, Dan will either be moving in there or asking to move in, and, you know, he'll be living here.
And he's right. That's okay. That's one option. So we have many paths. That's one option, that he asked to move and you allow him. And
okay,
he didn't say it was going to be happily ever after. And then there's another path. The other path, which I'm suggesting, is that you all sit down, discuss your needs and your wants, and come to an agreement, and then allow that agreement to fall in place. So once you make the agreement, it's not a sign, a green light for him to move in. Now that we've set the agreement, now we need 4 to 6 months to make sure that we're fulfilling our agreement before we go further. So it's not that's not the best path to take, because we already know if you go that route, now we have another life involved. And while that's a beautiful thing, we want life in a very stable environment. If this is a little boy, then we want him in an environment where there's peace and there's love, because we don't want him to see anger and rage and people walking out, because then a cycle starts to create. So we want to take some time to decide what we want. You sitting down and deciding if this is what you really want. And maybe even you and Dan, because y'all got it, there's love there. You've been knowing him so long. So there's a bond that's there. Maybe you all can take a month or two, and maybe you date or go out and make sure that this is what you want. Because there are other safe men who are available. So you don't want to just select him only because you've been knowing him and your daughter's around him and you feel safe. but you also want the emotional connection. You want the person that you want because they just make you happy and they make you smile and they add to your quality of life.
So now Dan has never verbally told me that he loved me, but do you feel like he does?
There's love there. There's love there, and there's a lot of confusion there. Because you can be verbally abusive sometimes, and there might not always be an opening for him to be emotionally open without feeling like you're gonna just really control the situation. If you knew how he really felt, you know, that Virgo energy will really take control. So you have to
because no matter, like, if I even cuss him out through text messages, he will not retaliate. He won't say, "Look here, you bleep bleep." No way. He's never done that.
Mhm. And see, that's something that you're gonna have to work on too, because you also want someone that you respect enough that when you're angry, you will either take some time to come down. Because it's like, you know, when we're angry at our children, we can't just go in there and beat them. Because you black
right.
out, you'll hurt them. We have to take a moment, sit down, relax. Sometimes we got to deal with them tomorrow on that issue because I'm too mad right now to deal with you. So you want a person that you respect enough to when you're angry, you will take a moment, calm down, and then go sit and talk to them calmly and lovingly. So you also got to work on how you communicate with him when you're angry.
But do you have any idea why he comes back? Like, why don't he just say, you know what, she's nuts, I'm moving on?
Because you allow him to. Because you, he can come back. You keep the door open. It's like, what's that, Motel 6? We'll leave the light on for you. You leave the light on for him. You leave an opening for him to come back.
But listen, why don't he just have more common sense for himself and say, you know
mm-hmm.
what,
mm-hmm.
she's too much, she's way, you know what, I'm cutting this before I get in way too deep. She's off the handle. I'm just going to keep it moving and leave that alone. Be glad I'm not messaging him. So what does he do? He comes over, sticking his foot in the door, looking for trouble. It's like, oh, my God, here he comes again.
You got to decide
he's looking, you know, like once you would get a good beating, you're like, okay, I'm not going to go, I'm not going to touch a stove no more. That's it. Not him. He come over trying to put his hand on the stove again.
And he's going to teach you to do it because he's teaching you about boundaries. That's your...
part of me actually feels bad for him. Like, I'm thinking, why is he even coming back?
Mm-hmm. For some more. That's a good question to ask him. That's a good lead-in question so that he can tell
you. Do you feel like he has to love me to even put himself through this again?
I feel that there is definitely love there. Now, it's not 100% healthy love because you're like an enabler for him and vice versa. He allows you to be verbally abusive when you're angry, and you allow him to leave and then return. So both of you are like enablers of one another. So
And my gut feeling is he comes back because he wants to make sure his security blanket is still there. That's
exactly.
That's the picture I'm getting in my head.
Mhm. And the blanket is definitely
like
there,
I keep,
right?
Like I keep seeing a little boy making sure that his blanket, so he sends that game request, and he's thinking, okay, I gotta, is my blanket still there? And if she plays the game, then I know my blanket's still there. Or he'll send me a text message, and if I say hi, then he figures, okay, good. All right, yeah, it's okay now. Like, but he has to keep doing that to reassure himself.
Mhm. And you as well, on the opposite side, you're doing it. Because he's your safety blanket. Your daughter knows him. He's never been verbally abusive to you. It's not like the other relationships. So you,
all right.
You all are working through the same lesson. Same lesson.
Right, because like if he, I'm going to be straight with you. If he would talk to me like I talk to him, I'm out. I'm done. I'm
mm-hmm.
not talking to you no more. I'll go to the police and get a PFA out. I'm done. I'm not going to live that life.
So now I have a question. Now, you said if he spoke to you the way you talk to him, you would be out.
Right.
So are
oh,
you
yes.
talking to him like that so that he'll leave? Are you pushing him away?
You know, I think subconsciously I do it to see if he really loves me. And I know that that sounds crazy. But I think that's why I subconsciously do it, to see, well, you know what, I'm going to see if he really loves me. But, I mean, I feel bad, like, right now, like, 5 weeks ago, you know, I said a lot of hateful things to him through text message, and I feel really bad about it.
Okay. So what you can do now is, now that you know you're doing that subconsciously, now you can consciously find other ways to, because you're testing his love, to see. And that could be in the form of him calling you or texting you on a daily basis. Or you can test the level of love by the amount of time you all spend together without arguing. Like, if he really loves me, we won't even argue. If I really love him, I won't argue at him. So you can constantly find ways.
Do you think the reason that he doesn't retaliate and flip out is because he does love me?
There's love there, and he's respectful. But like I said, it's not, there's love, but it's not healthy love. That's like you were saying
okay.
in those abusive relationships. There was love there, but it wasn't healthy love.
No.
You have to either make, you either have to shift the relationship, because in a sense you're kind of doing the same thing, you're just not physical. But
right.
words playing in our mind, you can hit someone and they can heal from that, but I could say something real mean and dirty to you and you can remember that for years.
Yeah.
They stick with you just the same. So you're going to have to determine if you love him enough to be respectful
mm-hmm.
and to be gentle when you're speaking to him. You can still be firm and loving. You can say mean things in a low voice, a very calm voice. You can get the point
right.
across without yelling and cursing and being verbally abusive.
Well, the thing about it is, right, the thing about it is he did tell somebody, he's like, well, she acts crazy and this and that. So, I mean, I did get upset by him saying that statement to somebody because that was told to me. But then I look at it and think, wait a minute, who's the crazy one here? Here he comes messaging me and calling back to me. I thought I was crazy.
You, You and Dan are going to have to sit down and decide.
Why is he saying to people that she's crazy, but yet he's still bothering me? Don't you think if I say to you, man, that girl is crazy over there, I'm not going to walk on her sidewalk. I'm going to walk around the other way so she don't ever see me. You ain't going to go over there in 3 weeks and say, hi, you want to have tea together?
Yes, I mean, this
is what I'm saying. What is Dan doing?
But think about, let's go back to past relationships. When a person is in, and I'm just generally speaking, a person is in an abusive relationship, usually it takes them 2 to 3 tries to get out of it. They'll go back multiple times because they feel the love there, even though it's not a healthy love. So it's the same thing with him. Both of you are going back to this unhealthy relationship because you both feel safe. But there's not healthy love, and nobody is sitting down and talking about it. That him talking to somebody, that's like a cry out for help, in a sense. He's saying, okay, I want to be with her, but she just flips out on me sometimes. So that's not going to be an environment where he's going to readily just be ready to come.
That's why I'm asking you, when this medium told me like a week or two ago when me and Dan weren't even communicating, he said, listen, this dude is either going to be asking you to move in or moving in 1 month from today. So I was like, what? So like even though me and you are talking now, I mean, I don't know if that's possible in 1 month that Dan will be moving in here. Is he going to be ready to move in here?
No, absolutely not. You all are not going to be at a point of healthy love that quick. It's going to take 4 to 6 months because you have to break the cycle that you all have going on now.
But this medium said he will be moving in 1 month's time, guaranteed.
Well, it can't be guaranteed because you could always say no.
Well, I just need to know if this is really going to go down so I can mentally start preparing for this.
No, it's not something that it doesn't need to go down. You have an option now. I can't tell you what to do. You have an option, but that's not healthy. And that's not going to make for a healthy situation.
Right, but is he going to ask me to move in?
I don't know. I'm not tapping into the same thing that the medium tapped into. What I'm tapping into is that this is not healthy love. You all don't need to move together anytime soon, and that you all need to sit down, come to an agreement about your needs and your wants, and then fulfill the agreement prior to moving into anything else. That's the next level. The next level for you is sitting down, being clear with yourself about what you need and what you are unable to tolerate in a relationship, and then sharing this information with Dan. And him accepting and moving on, that's the next level. Moving in together is not the next level because it's not healthy.
Right.
It's not going to be an environment where your daughter is going to look at you all and say, yes, I want this kind of relationship. Would you want her to look at you all and say, I want this kind of relationship? Do you want her to see that on a daily basis? It's not healthy. It's not a good time. And that's not going to be the best decision. That's not to say that you can't do it. You know, we can get to the red light and go left or right. It's your choice. So nobody can guarantee. Nobody can do a reading and guarantee that something is going to happen, because just one little change, one little shift, it moves everything. You have the it's a free will universe, so you have the option of saying yes or no.
Right.
That's your opportunity. Nobody can guarantee it. Nobody can guarantee it. And that's not healthy, and bringing a baby into it is not a good look. You need to take your time and sit down and determine, one, what you're worth, and two, what you need. And then looking at Dan to see if he fits the criteria and making sure you're not there just because it's safe. Because you can have safe, healthy love that makes you happy, that helps you grow on a personal and a spiritual level. You can have that.
Okay.
You don't want to be there just because it's safe. You want to be there because it's the relationship adds to your quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not there, then you have to open yourself up to it, and you have to know your boundaries. You have to know what you need and what you aren't going to allow. Those are mm-hmm. personal boundaries. Those are your personal boundaries. You have to get that down first. And then you go forward with the relationship.
Right.
Yeah, so you all need to sit down and have a, like I said, have a really good evening. I don't know, go out dancing, have some fun, and then sit down and have a talk in a happy place. You can't be angry. You can't be agitated. You can't be forceful. You just have to be willing to let him speak. When he's done, then you speak. It's like passing the microphone. You give him the mic, he gets to talk, and he passes it back, and you're going back and forth. Because that's how you build a partnership. It's like going into business. A relationship is very much like business. Our finances are affected. Our emotions are affected. Our physical state is affected. And you want to make sure it's affected for positive and beneficial reasons.
Right.
And that drags you back down because you've already overcome that. So we don't want more of the same. We want better. We want better love, better
mm-hmm.
healthy love. We want respectful love and safe love and secure love. And you can have all of that if that's what you want. So you got to make a decision. It's not about Dan, because I have exes from 8-9 years ago who are popping back up out of the blue, and there's nothing there, but we didn't properly close our relationship, so we're just coming together to give thanks for what we had and to close it. It's not that they're popping back up to be with me. So sometimes people come back in to teach us things. They keep coming back for the lesson, and once you get the lesson, you can move.
Uh-huh.
So the first thing, though, before we can figure out what the lesson is figuring out what you want.
Right.
So give them some time. Take this week to just enjoy yourself and to be in company with you so you can see. This is what good love feels like. This is how it's supposed to feel. And then when Dan comes back around, you'll be able to feel the difference. You have
right.
to take some time for you. Take your time. You have time. And there you have so many suitors. There's not one soulmate. That would be so awful on life to put us amongst billions of people and we have to find one. We have many soulmates.
Right.
You have many safe loves. You have plenty of opportunities for healthy love, but you have to know what it looks like. You have to know what it is
right.
that you want, because my want is different from what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come together and you build like a business. If I want to open a daycare center and you want to open a clothing store, obviously we can't go in business together. It's just not going to work.
Right.
The same thing in relationships. You got to be going in the same direction.
Okay.
So, no, we're not
all
moving.
Right.
Dan's
well,
not moving in with us yet.
Right. Well, thank you so much, and I'll keep you updated.
Please keep me updated. Please do. And thank you for hanging out in the Magic Playhouse.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, honey.
Alrighty, guys. We are out of here. I told you I felt intrigued to take that call, so I had to talk to her. What Spirit says, I got to do it. I got to do it. But thank you all for hanging out in the Magic Playhouse. I didn't get to play the song, so I'll save it for another time, okay? I'll see you all on Thursday, 9 o'clock over here. Visit the website, dinadeon.com, and I'll catch you on Thursday. Peace and blessings, family.